Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time to check in with our CBS News business analyst. That would be Jill Schlesinger. And there's so much going on in the world right now. It's hard to know where to start. But let's start with something else that was making the markets roil. And that was President Trump saying he wants to get rid of Jerome Powell, who was originally his hire in the first place. And people wondering, can he actually fire Powell? Because Powell said he's not leaving.
Yeah, that's a great question. By the way, happy Financial Literacy Month. It is in April, the waning days of April. This is one of the most frequently asked questions I fielded in the month of April. The answer is, for cause, the president can get involved with firing the Fed chair. Cause would probably be like pretty egregious, meaning like he has murdered somebody, or like Powell has assaulted somebody or stolen money. So the reason that this is a sacrosanct position is that when Congress established the Federal Reserve in 1913, this was all to make the American banking system more stable. But unlike many other agencies, the Fed is actually independent, meaning that Congress, the executive branch, the president can't be mucking around with monetary policy. The reason is that the Congress back in 1913 realized something that I think we all know, which is sometimes politicians want something that is good for politics and good in the short term, but not so good in the long run. So what the president wants from Powell is he wants Powell to lower interest rates. Powell's basically said, push back and said, hey, your tariffs are going to maybe slow down growth, maybe create inflation, but we don't have evidence of that yet, so we've got to wait and see. So that's the logjam that we see. I don't think the president really wants to go ahead and fire Powell. That's what really unnerved markets a week ago today, and I think that's unlikely, but I think just the mere threat of it kind of freaked out the investment community because they want the Fed to be independent. You may not like what the Fed does. You might criticize them, but you don't want politicians involved.
Jill, one of the other burning questions on your site, JillOnMoney.com, is that bonds have made headlines this month. Can you explain how they work?
Sure. I mean, when you buy a stock or a stock mutual fund or a stock index fund, you're buying ownership, like a little sliver of ownership in a publicly traded company. With a bond, you're doing something different. You're making a loan. You're making a loan to a government, the U.S. government, to a state, to a city, to a company. And whether or not you get paid a lot of interest or a small amount of interest usually depends on the risk level, meaning is the borrower going to repay you or not? Generally speaking, when we lend money to the U.S. government, when we buy U.S. government bonds, we're pretty much guaranteed we're going to get our money back. The government has not welched on any of its debts yet. And so the interesting thing about why the bond market's been in conversation is that during this tariff, the unnerving period of tariffs, and like say the week after the tariffs were first announced back or in the beginning part of April, the bond market started acting very strangely. All of a sudden, instead of having a lot of people say, oh yes, I'm worried about the world and I'm worried about the economy, I'm going to buy U.S. government bonds, there was selling of U.S. government bonds as if the world was saying, huh, maybe the U.S. isn't such a good bet, or something weird was going on. So we've been talking about bonds. Things have moderated quite a bit since then. But it is true that if we expect the economy to slow down and if there is instability, you might expect the bond prices to go up and the yields to go down. That hasn't happened in a big way yet. So it is a strange occurrence right now in the bond market.
Jill Schlesinger at JillOnMoney.com, our CBS News business analyst. Have a great week.
You too.